We're here on a sunny start to Fringe City, the last weekend, I believe, here at Brighton Fringe, and we're going to talk about a play called Bodied, and I've got the co-writer and director here, Kevin Williams. So, Kevin, tell us about Bodied.
Well, Bodied is a play about UK battle rap. The battle rap scene is way more eclectic and diverse than I think a lot of people would imagine. And so what we've done is we've interviewed 13 of the top battle rappers in the UK and got some of their stories, how they came to do what they do and some of the psychology behind it. And we've condensed that into a scripted narrative. And another key feature of the show is that we're going to stage a real rap battle in the middle of the show, which will feature non-actor real battle rappers, and they'll be different every night. So there'll be something unique to the performance each night.
So for people that don't know, how did battle rap get born?
Well, there are some people that would argue that battle rap came about before musical rap. People just sort of sitting on street corners and riffing back and forth with each other about the things around them and stuff in a kind of competitive way. I guess it hit sort of real popularity a few years ago when it came out that Eminem used to do it and they had 8 Mile and stuff. And I think that's a lot of people's image of battle rap, kind of people, gangsters in Detroit, like in underground places or whatever. But since then, it's actually become quite a lot more mainstream, and lots of different people from lots of different backgrounds are doing it.
And the noises in the background, they're taking down the Brighton Festival, even as the Brighton Fringe is still going up here. And battle rap is essentially pure improv, isn't it?
So it's a combination. It used to be pure improv, and then it kind of evolved so that battlers would find out quite far in advance where who their opponent would be. Yeah. So they would have time to kind of prepare their material. And what that means is the quality gets much, much better because people can, you know, think more about what they're going to do. And there's a lot more freedom with it. They can be a lot more entertaining. However, there is still that improvised element because the people won't know what their opponents are going to say. So you'll quite often hear lines, especially at the beginning of someone's round, which directly references something the person's wearing or something that they've just said that they couldn't possibly have known beforehand.
Yeah. Now, when I've witnessed it, it just can be pure breathtaking genius, can't it?
It's incredible. I mean, yeah, there's the thing that first struck me is the kind of breadth of reference. Like, it's not uncool to like make a literary reference or a reference from science or whatever. It's not cool to not get it. So yeah, it's just absolute genius. And I mean, in terms of a writer and having your writing kind of judged really harshly, it's probably the toughest proving ground there is. Yeah. Is that there's the immediacy of response from the audience, that if you deliver a bar, deliver a segment of your rap and it's incredible, people will love it. And if it's weak, they'll let you know.
So now take me to that moment where you decided, and you've co-written this, so you've maybe both decided, there's a play here.
So when I first started watching battle rap, the thing that struck me was just the innate drama of these two people facing off against each other in this almost Shakespearean-style kind of pit. And what struck me is you think of battle rap as being very kind of individual, really against the person who you're battling, when actually the best battle rappers, it's their material's for the audience. It's the pull reactions from the audience, laughs or shock or whatever from the audience. So it really is a piece of kind of immediate theatre in itself. So I looked at that, and at the same time, I was surprised at some of the stories behind it. The guy who was UK champion for a while, by day, was a care worker. There were lots of sort of apparent kind of dichotomies between what people's image of what a battle rapper would be and who they really were. So I wanted to draw on the natural theatricality of a rap battle, whilst also telling the interesting stories of these people.
And so then when you decide, right, well, we've got some research to do here, I mean, did you form a questionnaire and you ask the same questions? Did you kind of almost impro the research? How did you research it?
Yeah, kind of a little bit of both. I definitely had a few areas that I wanted to probe them all about because I was interested in the variety of responses. Things like the psychology of choosing to put yourself in a position where somebody's going to insult you for an extended period of time and what kind of mindset that makes up and people's different responses to that. There's also lots of people have different ideas about where the line should be, whether you should be able to say something quite personal about someone or not. And so those questions I asked to everybody because it's interesting to get the breadth of response. Then as we went on, there are certain things that were very specific to that rapper's style or that rapper's personality or that rapper's background. So it was kind of a bit of both. I ended up going to a lot of battle rap events and sort of sheepishly going up to the rappers afterwards and saying, I'm making a piece of theatre. Would you mind coming in, like, doing an interview? And they were all, the response was brilliant. They were all really willing and gave us some really open and honest, frank interviews.
And this particular production requires them to get involved, doesn't it? Because you've got real live battle rappers in the piece, haven't you?
Exactly. Well, I thought there was no way that we should make something like this without involving the people that it's about. There was no point in really sort of like trying to fake it or whatever. So obviously we've boiled it down so it is scripted. There are actors. But, yeah, each night there will be these real battles with real battlers that will be different every night. I think the unpredictability of a rap battle, because the cast won't know what the battlers are going to say either every night on the stage. So then the unpredictability of a rap battle and the natural reactions people have to the funny or shocking things that get said isn't something that can be faked very well. And I don't think it's something that should be faked when we have that resource right there for us.
And so in terms of them bringing this to the stage, take me into your rehearsal room.
So, the actual battlers have never been in the rehearsal room. They'll just turn up on the day as if they're just at a normal event. But for the actors, we played a lot of rhyming games. We played a lot of competitive rhyming games as well. And we've done a few exercises. Last night, we held a little private battle event where I invited some friends and I got the actors to write their own battle rap. They won't actually be in the show, but just so that they could go through the process of doing that and then performing material they've written to an audience and getting all the various reactions and stuff. So they've gone through that process now, so hopefully when they get on the stage they'll have a much greater understanding of how that all works.
And when you went into the role of director, did the writer have to stay outside? Did you let go of the script or did you rewrite as you went?
No, we've definitely rewritten as we went. Well, like I say, it's not a purely verbatim piece, but a lot of it comes directly from those interviews. So the writer, Samuel Poor, and myself, we kind of took on the writing process together, and a lot of it was kind of piecing together just the content from the interviews. And then Sarah Page, who was our dramaturg, helped us turn it into hopefully a coherent piece of drama. But yeah, that's sort of like we've tested out little bits in the rehearsal room. We've taken stuff out. We've kept stuff in. It's been a very active process as we go along.
And have any of the battle rappers watched it through, even in the rehearsal?
Not yet, no. We are actually going to have an invited audience preview early this week, and we've invited a lot of them to come. We're going to get their feedback, and then we're going to have a day or two to implement anything that that comes out of that. But no, a lot of them, they've all been invited, so hopefully we'll get a good turnout from the battle rap community at the shows.
And so what have you learned as a result of doing this?
I've learned that it's crazy when you do something based on interviews, your first thought is, oh gosh, I really hope we get like some good material. In the end, you find yourself like shockingly leaving out some like incredible bits that people have told you just because you can't fit it all in. So I guess that, yeah, that you know, the people's true lives and people's true stories are an amazing, is amazing fodder for theatre. And also, I've learned a lot about kind of putting some trust into doing something that's quite risky in the show. That is something that when I tell people about it, that excites people. And hopefully it works out well.
And it also, I mean, it sounds like as you're doing the interview, you're very immersed in this. You're very connected to it. You're the director of it. You're the writer. You know, you're driven to do this. So having a dramaturg that you trust seems very important.
It is, yeah. I mean, Sarah is a graduate of the Royal Court Studio. She's a playwright herself. Importantly, she also, her knowledge of battle rap prior to this She wasn't that familiar. So obviously she has become so now. But it was great to get kind of an outside person. I'm a big Battle Rap fan, so I'm very excited about Battle Rap. There's things that excite me about Battle Rap, and there's things that I'm sure are going to excite people who are new to it. But it was really important to have somebody to come in to make sure that this was a coherent piece of drama.
Okay. Now, final kind of question is really an invitation to you. So we've got people that will be wandering along New Road today here at Fringe City. And let's say there's some people looking for a show. They've never even heard of Battle Rap. What would be your invitation for them to come and see Bodied?
So Battle Rap is an incredible art form where two people take it in turns in a rap verse to try and break each other down in the most creative way possible. And that's the key. It's not a real sort of like downtrodden, lowbrow kind of art form. You see people doing something really, really clever. And what you see when you come to Bodied is that natural conflict being played out in front of you live whilst getting unprecedented information about the people behind it and how they got to that point. If you go to a normal theatre piece without this, you don't get to see Battle Rap. If you go to a normal Battle Rap event, you don't get to hear the stories of the people behind it. This is the combination of the two.
So that's the invitation from Kevin Williams from Raised Arc to come and see Bodied. There probably is not another Battle Rap play here at the Fringe, so if you want to see something unique, that's the one to go and see. Thanks ever so much.
No problem.